Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Praying for God's Plans in Our Children's Lives by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Proverbs 16:9. Though parenting's a great blessing we undoubtedly treasure, it often causes us to worry and pray the most. Kids are only containable and controllable to a certain extent. When I'm overwhelmed, scouring the scriptures to pray on their behalf and desperate for God to shield them, he's faithful to remind me the control over their lives is not ultimately mine. Abba, Yahweh, loves them infinitely more than I ever could. I often need to take my own advice and pray and be patient while God works out the details of their days in his sovereignty. He's never given me a reason to doubt him, and I needn't worry that he'll fail to be faithful. As Solomon wisely wrote in the Proverbs, we have a tendency to plot and plan the course of our lives and those of our children, and then we ask for God's blessing. But God's will for our lives is to obediently follow his lead to the best of our ability. The Lord, significantly and purposefully written in all caps to remind us who the Lord is, determines our steps. He alone knows what's up next in our lives. When we're good stewards of the time, talents, and treasures he blesses us with on earth, we have nothing to worry about, nothing to fear. For his plans for us and our children are more than we can ask for or imagine. Faithfully following Jesus is the greatest example we can set for our children. His love never falters or fades. Jesus meets us right where we are and walks with us. by the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling in every believer of Christ, we will walk out the steps the Lord determines for His glory and honor. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the reminder of your sovereignty and our place as your children. You chose us, created us, and purposed us, and our children. When we're tempted to worry and request your blessing over our plans instead of aiming to hear your will for our lives, please grab our attention. Convict our hearts and remind us who you are and who we are in Christ, sons and daughters of the one true God. Yahweh, let the repetition of saying your name calm us in the midst of worrisome circumstances and challenging moments as parents. Let the weight of perfection fall off of our shoulders and the weightless and limitless freedom of grace rush through our lives. Let our daily lives honor you, God. Bless our role as parents and give us the wisdom we need to release the grip of control that so deceitfully sneaks into the cracks of our lives when we fear the decisions our children are making. Help us release them into your hands. Protect them from those who wish to harm them. Shield and soften their hearts, Father. Over all that we plan and worry about, we pray your will for our lives. You are good. We trust you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
This podcast is supported by HomeTap, the smart new way to access your home's equity and pay for life's expenses without a loan. Receive cash in as little as 3 weeks and use it for anything you'd like, from paying off debt to funding renovations and more. The best part? There aren't any monthly payments or interest to worry about. Learn more and get a personalized estimate at HomeTap.com. That's HomeTap.com.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.